Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sara Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's great to have you along. This is Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sara Main. And today we are going to be talking about from inspiration to achievement, goal setting is the key. That's right, folks. We're talking goal setting. And I used to be a teacher for decades, and then I retrained and became a coach. And I had a coaching practice for many years. And I did a lot of business coaching, executive coaching, success coaching, and life coaching. But coaching's coaching because people are people, frankly. And it all came down to the same things. And I've done a show on mindset because mindset is absolutely the key. And then that flows on to this incredibly powerful thing of goal setting. And when I did my coach training, it opened up my whole vision of what goal setting is. I thought it was sort of at one level, and it is at one level. And but then it showed me the potential and the power, the transformational power of really good goal setting and what makes up really good goal setting. And I found it so exciting because I got this background from a young age in spiritual matters and learning Sanskrit and wisdom traditions and meditation. Then I had used all of that in my teaching, but then when I started learning some elements of coaching and goal setting, I started combining that, and it was incredibly powerful. And I used it in the classroom because I was training. It was towards the end of my teaching career, and I started using elements of that in my classroom. And this was early on. A lot of this wasn't around much in those days, a bit more prevalent now. And it was incredibly powerful. Students did so well, but I really felt that I was giving them the best of what I had to offer. So it was very exciting. So from inspiration to achievement, goal setting is the key. And the first step to that is really, what do you really want? Right? And understanding goal setting is the key. Now, I'm going to read you a quote. It's a little bit long, but stay with me on this, because this is a quote that has inspired me for decades and decades. It's by Patanjali, and Patanjali is a sage in ancient India. Very little is known about him, and scholars kind of come to the conclusion that possibly he was around in about between some time in the 2nd to 4th century. That's of the common era, or AD, however you want to term that. So 2nd to 4th century, around that time. And he's believed to be the author of numerous Sanskrit texts. And the most well-known one is the Yoga Sutras. So Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. And if you've done any yoga at all, or if there's yoga instructors listening, you'll know about Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, because that is more in common currency in the yoga world. And he said this, so this would be translated from Sanskrit. When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. There's nothing more need to be said. That's the most perfect description of inspiration. Isn't that fabulous? And that's Patanjali. So setting goals that are both inspiring and challenging is transformational, and you need both. They need to be inspiring and challenging. And with good goal setting, we take responsibility and we're self-motivated. It's like having a power pack in our, you know, inside us. And as a coach, when I was sitting in front of clients, working with clients, I could always tell when a client was on track. They were excited by their goal. They were challenged, certainly, because it was taking them beyond what they were used to. But they were motivated, so taking action wasn't a problem, right? It wasn't like talking about something and then nothing happened. They were taking action. So if taking action wasn't happening, then clearly I knew we hadn't actually really nailed the sort of essence of the goal, that there were still blocks, internal or external, that needed greater awareness around them. Because action, taking creative, self-motivated action, is the natural outcome of being in alignment with your goal, your purpose, your soul path, your soul journey. It's just how we're wired as humans. And I would say it's because we're actually divine beings having a human experience, right? Because it's just completely natural. When we're in alignment with our goal, action is the natural outcome. So if action isn't happening, if there's still a disconnect, there'll be something in the way. That's all. Nothing wrong with the goal. There'll be just something in the way that needs to be cleared through awareness, just letting it go. Okay, so that's a basic. Goal setting is also very logical and practical. You know, it doesn't. You can have goals of all sorts of things, like what do you want to achieve is a good question to start looking at what your goals may be about a certain area, about your life. All right. But you can have a goal going into a meeting. What do you want to get out of this meeting? All right. You can have a goal in a situation of, well, what's the bigger picture here? All right. You can have a goal like, I want to get some clarity around this situation. That's a goal. It's a way of focusing our attention in a particular direction. Like when we drive somewhere, we don't just get in the car and drive regardless of where we're going. We say, in our mind, we say, I'm going to the shops, or I'm going to visit my grandmother, or I'm going to sports training, or I'm going to work. Well, that's a goal. We've actually, in our mind, it's just so habitual we don't look at it. But look at the process. We have an idea in our mind. We set that goal. We determine that that's where we're going, and we go. We might think, we don't have to think, right, I'm going to the shops, and you have to overcome some major limit. You say, I'm going to the shops. You've set a goal in that time, okay? And another goal you might have for someone who's introverted and maybe doesn't find social situations very easy, you could have a goal like, how do I want to feel at this event beforehand? Give yourself a coaching session. How do I want to feel at this event? And you could say, I want to feel relaxed and open. Now, notice I'm using positive words. I'm not using, and I don't want to feel, I'm not addressing the negative there. I want to feel relaxed, open, and full of energy and enjoying the event. Something simple. I'm just making this up on the fly. But, you know, and then if you determine that, and we're going to talk more about setting that goal, right? But in the first instance, you think that, then when you go to the event in a situation where socially you may feel awkward, or introverted, I can guarantee you will have a fresh perspective. You will be able to connect and engage in that event with far greater success and fulfillment than you would have had you not set that goal and asked yourself, how do I want to feel at this event prior to the event? Trust me, it works. So goal setting is very logical and it's practical as well, but there's more to it. So goal setting is an aspect of making a simple decision, all right? And I've done a show all about the power of a simple decision. So I encourage you to If you go to my website, dhammayanti.store, there's a podcast tab. And if you go there, there's the whole archive of all my shows. And just scroll down and you will find the show on the power of a simple decision, and listen to that so you start understanding some of the elements of what makes up how we think, and getting some clarity and some wisdom around that so that you can achieve more, give more of yourself and express your potential, because the wisdom traditions tell us that we are infinite in our potential. So back to goal setting. Goal setting is an aspect of having a strong and positive mindset. And there's more to goals than just what we call SMART goals. And SMART is an acronym, and it stands for specific, measurable, achievable in a realistic time frame. So S-M-A-R-T is specific, measurable, achievable in a realistic time frame. Certainly goals, it's good to assess goals in relation to that, but there's more to it than this, more to it than just having goals that are SMART and fulfill those qualities. So the four stages of goal setting, from inspiration to action and achievement, I'm going to follow the GROW model, the G-R-O-W, another acronym. Yes, folks, there's quite a few of them. The GROW model. And this was developed by a guy called Sir John Whitmore in the 1970s to the 1990s. He passed away in 2017. Excuse me. And in the 1970s, he started exploring and testing ideas for achievement and success, especially with top, top, top British tennis players. He was in Britain. He was actually an ex-elite motor racing driver, you know, Grand Prix and Le Mans and all of that sort of thing. And then he stopped that and he got into this. And in the 1980s, he refined this, and he worked with other people and clarified it for broad use, because they saw it was successful with tennis players, but he saw this broad use in business and in life, not just in sport. And then in the 1990s, he published a book, this really good book called Coaching for Performance. And that's where he teaches the GROW model. And the GROW model stands for, think G-R-O-W. The GROW model stands for goal, that's the G. R is reality. O is options. And the W is will, or it's also called way forward. So goal, reality, options, or will, or way forward. Okay, GROW. So the GROW model is very, very powerful. And it starts with goal. Right? What do you want? This is the stage of asking, what do you really, really want? So take a deep breath, get centered, and say, what do you really, really want? And this is exploring the goal and giving time. And you need to take time on this stage. Most people want to say, all right, I want this, and keep moving on. No. You need to take the time. This is where the real juice happens, all right, in this first stage. What do you really, really want? And exploring this with sufficient time, and it may take time. And you need to use all your senses around the goal having been achieved. So you feel it having been achieved. You see it. You hear it. What are the sounds that you would hear when your goal has been achieved, when you've achieved it? Sometimes smell, sometimes taste. That depends on how you relate to things. So spending time around your goal is so important. So at this point, you've had a lot to take in. At this point, I'm going to stop for a break, and after the break, we'll look at the reality, the options, and the way forward of the GROW model in relation to goal setting. So we'll take a break, and I'll be right back.
Dhammayanti, where style and beauty meet timeless wisdom. Dhammayanti, wearable mantras in sacred Sanskrit. Finely crafted and etched with beautiful reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Dhammayanti, the place to find beautiful jewelry specially made with love. Go to dhammayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul. Dhammayanti, jewelry, clothing, and homewares, with inspiring Sanskrit messages of strength, love, and divine energy. Power words that shine a light on your soul path. Our jewelry is made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special Sanskrit mantra that speaks to your soul.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul with me, Sarah Main. And today, this show is all about from inspiration to achievement, goal setting is the key. And before the break, I was talking about, you know, goal setting is the key. What do you really want? And I was talking about the GROW model, developed in the 70s, the 1970s, 80s, and then finally published in the 1990s. It's really solid, it's practical, and it's actually very simple. I think that's one of the things I really, really like about it. I think it works with the truth of a human being, that we are divine, we have this limitless, infinite potential within us. And that's why it's such a powerful model to use in terms of goal setting. And it's really handy to have this model to work through so that we don't just sort of say, oh, I want to do this, and then not know how to actually achieve that. And yes, the rubric of SMART is there, the SMART goals. Some of you may know about this, the specific, measurable, achievable in a realistic time frame. That's useful to apply to our action steps and our goal. But the first thing is to just spend some time, and you need to spend sufficient time on the first stage of the GROW model, G-R-O-W, standing for goal, G, reality, R, options, O, and will or way forward, is another way of explaining it, is the W, G-R-O-W, the GROW model. And the first step, goal, is the stage of asking, what do you really, really want? And taking the time, sufficient time to explore that, because you will meet blockages along the way, even in this process that needs to be cleared. If you don't clear those blockages, and by raising awareness of them and realizing that you can step beyond them, that you are greater than these barriers, you'll stay within them, all right? And you develop a comfort zone. Like, yes, I've done a show on that, and you can find it in my archive at my website, about overcoming the comfort zone so you can step outside that and realize your potential, your soul potential, your soul journey on your soul path. So spending the time on this, using all your senses in your goals. So once you sort of really get clear on it, and when I was training as a coach, we were encouraged to get our clients to formulate the goal in as fewer words as possible, in a short sentence that was easy to hold in mind. So not a whole diatribe, not a whole magnum opus, a great work, something that was easy to hold in mind. And some clients would come and I just, you know, they'd have three sentences and we'd do a bit more conversation around their goal, and then I'd say, okay, let's revisit that wording. Can we express that in a more potent, concentrated form with fewer words? And they were able to do that. And sometimes we could distill it down to 5 or 8 words maximum. And that was made a really powerful goal that they could just have in their mind and their heart and didn't require a lot of thought. And it was like taking something that you on the stove and you boiled it down and getting it into a more concentrated form where the flavor and the smell is more concentrated. Same sort of idea. So doing that, and then really, you know, working at feeling, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, if that's appropriate, from the goal, right? It's been achieved already, rather than looking at it in the future like you're looking at the movies. You're actually there. It's part of you. You're experiencing from the goal having been achieved. Very powerful. And this is all part of the G, the goal phase, the goal stage of the GROW model. And good coaching or a good coach will partner with you to support you coming to clarity around your goal. So there's no need to push or pull or rush this at all. And the longer taken at this stage, and we were really encouraged to do this as coaches, because the natural thing is to want to get on. Take the time with this, and then the rest will just follow naturally, and you can flow through those other stages quite flexibly. There's such power to connecting to the energy of an inspiring goal. Just hear that. There's such power in connecting to the energy of an inspiring goal, because everything is within you. You are an infinite being. So goal first, and then we go on to reality, all right? Where are you now? So this is the stage of asking, where are you now? And this is in relation to the goal. All right, so where are you now in relation to the goal, which has now got some energy around it, right, that we can connect with and experience and feel? Where are you now? So this is the stage of exploring the current situation and the reality in relation to the goal, including any inner thoughts and beliefs, so that we can develop greater clarity and raise awareness, and we can become aware of barriers that we may have around the goal, that if they haven't already been cleared, we can become clearer on them. And it's very powerful to look into the current reality in relation to the goal with curiosity, not blame, all right? Because blame can come up, all right? So this is a very powerful stage, looking into the reality. Where are you now? Exploring the current situation in relation to the goal, including the inner thoughts and beliefs, so external and internal. Then the third phase is options. So remember, we're following the acronym of GROW, G-R, and we're up to O. So goal first, G-R, reality, and now we're up to O, options. What could you do? All right, this is the stage of asking, what could you do? Notice the word could you do. You haven't made a decision yet. This is a brainstorming, right brain, creative stage where we generate all the possibilities and strengths in relation to the goal. And brainstorming 101 is all right brain, is just coming up with ideas. There's no assessing them, because assessing and criticizing them and analyzing them, that's all left brain stuff. All right, so I'm talking right brain, left brain at the moment. And I know it's at a level, but it's useful in this particular situation. So this is just coming up with possibilities. And sometimes you've just got to, I used to press my clients and try and get 20 ideas out of them. And sometimes they just run dry after three and do some, you know, what could you do if money and time, because money and time are two of the most fundamental in our life, that really present a block to us, either internally or externally. So you say, what could you do if money and time were no issue? What could you, and then they'll think, oh, and they'll come up with things that they would think were outlandish, but it's great because it's getting the, it's greasing the wheels, getting that creative thinking going. You know, all sorts of ideas. So that's options. What could you do? And then And this is the stage of it increases creativity and choices, and the self-belief starts to arise. I can do this. This goal is possible. So all of that happens in that option stage. And then the fourth stage is will. What will you do? This is the stage of making a decision, and this is the stage of taking that first step. It may not be the next 10 steps, but you need a first step, and it's a solid first step. And that could be just picking up the phone to talk to someone. That could be sitting down and researching 10 different whatever it is. It's a solid first step taken with great clarity, knowing it's in direct alignment with your goal. So this is the stage of asking, what will you do? This is the checking in, not the checking up. What will you do? And we define the actions. And we get specific and clear, including what resources you might need. When are you going to do it? Specific time, on a specific date. You can set accountability. Who are you going to be accountable to? How are you going to be accountable? And also setting up some sort of feedback. you know, to a person, to yourself, I don't know, but it you need the feedback because it keeps the learning continuous. It keeps the awareness growing so we have greater awareness, brings more clarity, keeps refreshing the whole goal. So the will stage of, you know, the way forward, what will you do? This gets very specific, but it's a fun one. You know, it's great because you've got such clarity and usually, certainly my clients were really excited by this stage and said, right, I'm going to do this. I said, right, when are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? You're going to phone, you're going to, and once they did that, it happened. And then they were off and running. I tell you, it was fabulous. So this all relates to the power of focused attention and, you know, where we put our attention. And it's so, so very powerful. And this is how we make our goals a reality. So if you want to know more about this, so that's the GROW model, and that is the power of goal setting, and that is going from inspiration to achievement, and it's totally possible. And the GROW model just leads us through these stages, and it works with our nature, and it's just fabulous. I can heartily encourage you. You can look into it more, listen to this podcast again, make some notes, and you'll be able to be successful because you are an infinite being. The wisdom traditions tell us this. We know this at our heart. Is a divine spark. We are limitless in our potential. It's just giving expression to this. So if you want to know more, go to my website at damayanti.store and you'll find all sorts of things. I'm on social media. Drop me a question. Tell me what you want to know in other shows. Remember the GROW model. What do you want? Where are you now? What could you do and what will you do? That's basically it in a nutshell. Keep going. Never give up. It's all within you. So go to my website, damayanti.store, check out all the things. There's jewelry, spiritual jewelry that acts as an energetic reminder and keeps you on track. And drop me a line on social media and let me know what you want to learn about or hear about in other shows. And ask me a question or leave me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And to finish, as always, some Sanskrit. So this is a prayer for all, and I think this is a fabulous goal if you want to hear it as a goal, not just a prayer but a goal. May all be happy. May all be without disease. May all see only good and auspicious things and none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om sarve bhavantu sukhina sarve santu niramaya. Sarve bhadrani pashantu ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. So good luck with it, and I'll see you in my next show. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book Conscious Confidence, use the wisdom of Sanskrit to find clarity and success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Damayanti.store. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.